Once upon a time, there was a little girl named Sylvie. She was blonde and happy with a little belly, and a white dress, and pinky cheeks, and red smile filled with tears and saliva. Sylvie was a beautiful girl. She was dancing in the fields next to green trees, and bumblebees were circling her with a sweet hum. What could happen to Sylvie? What will cross in Sylvie's way? 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, counted Sylvie while looking at her golden plastic ball that was jumping up and down like a funny golden frog. Then the ball jumped from Sylvie's hands into the water and drowned slowly. Sylvie ran after the ball, but she couldn't jump into the lake because she was wearing heavy shoes. She stood next to the lake and cried like a child. The tears were flying from her eyes like two little fountains. And she cried and wept, and the bumblebees wept with her. She looked at the ball that sank down, and kept on crying more than 10 minutes after it disappeared. Her cry was so strong she couldn't hear the frog that was shouting, "Excuse me, excuse me, I think I can help you." She cried for 2 more minutes and started breathing heavily. Then a funny voice entered her ears and said, "Excuse me, excuse me, I think I can help you." That was the little green frog that was sitting on her shoulder. Sylvie shouted and jumped with surprise. The frog fell on the grass and looked at Sylvie with an awe. The bumblebees were scared and curious about the funny green frog. "What?" said Sylvie surprised. "I think I can help you," said the frog and counted till 3. "Listen, Sylvie, I can help you. I can bring you the ball back. Honestly, I love you, Sylvie. I want to help you. Honestly, Sylvie, please let me help you. I will give you the ball and you will need to kiss me. Please, Sylvie, let me feel your lips. Please." But Sylvie was too cute to be kissed by a frog. So she told the green funny frog, "Sorry, no." The frog didn't give up and said, "Sylvie, please say yes. Let me help you. Let me bring the ball and kiss me. Please, I love you." And Sylvie almost said, "No," but one of the bumblebees stung her in the ear and Sylvie jumped and said, "Yes, I will kiss you. Please, green frog, bring me the ball. I promise I will kiss you." The frog was extremely happy. It looked straight at Sylvie's eyes to see if she's lying, but it couldn't see a thing, because Sylvie's eyes didn't say a word. 1, 2, 3, said the green funny frog and took few steps back. 1, 2, 3, it said again and jumped into the lake. Its legs stretched backward and its hands stretched forward. The funny green frog disappeared slowly in the lake. Few bubbles came out from the lake, but nothing real was moving. Sylvie kept on standing, and the bumblebees were circling around her. She looked at the waterfall and looked at the trees. She felt very tired, and the sun sunk slowly between the high mountains, and the light disappeared slowly from the sky, and everything looked gray. Sylvie sat down and leaned on a tree. She looked at the lake and wondered where is her golden ball, and if the funny green frog is still alive. Sylvie closed her eyes and fell asleep. She looked like a cute pinky doll. Sylvie's sleep was so deep, she didn't dream at all. And after very quiet 6 hours, Sylvie opened her eyes and stretched her hands and looked around. Sylvie was frightened and scared. She couldn't believe it could happen. The lake was gone, the trees were gone, the grass was gone, the bumblebees were gone, the mountains were gone, the waterfall was gone, the skies were gone, the sand was gone, her voice was gone, her voice came back. "Oh God," she whispered, "everything is gray. I'm so scared," she cried and wanted to run away. But she didn't see the tree, and the road behind the tree, and the hills around the road. "Help," she shouted, but no one could hear her. "Help," she shouted again. Sylvie cried out loud, "Please help me, someone, please help. I'm all alone here, and I can't see a thing. Please, if someone can hear me, help." She wept like a waterfall and rain. Just make one step and jump, Sylvie. She heard a low voice below her feet, and she looked at the gray ground with fear and curiosity. Sylvie saw nothing but a black big hole in the shape of her body. Who are you? Asked Sylvie. Her body shivered and her voice trembled, because she was afraid of the answer. I'm your shadow, Sylvie. I'm your shadow. Now trust me, I've been following you, Sylvie, for a very long time. I know who you are and what you want, Sylvie. I know you very well. I can't live without you, Sylvie. Now make one step and jump into the hole. It's your only chance. I will never give you a bad advice. Trust me, Sylvie. I'm your shadow. But Sylvie was afraid of her shadow. Its low, dark voice made her shiver. So she answered, Sorry, no. I'd rather stay here. Sylvie, please. It's very important. You better listen to me. Please make one step and jump. And Sylvie wanted to say no, but she couldn't say a word, and with no particular reason she counted till three, made one step, and fell down into the big black hole. Sylvie fell for a second, or a minute, or an hour. She didn't know for how long she fell. Sylvie tried to look around her, but she didn't see a thing but black in front of her eyes, and black behind her back, and black above her head, and black below her feet. Everything was dark and black around little pink Sylvie, and she shivered while falling down into the unknown. Sylvie kept on falling for a day, or a week, or a month. She thought about the bright blue lake, and the funny green frog, and the trees, and the hills, and her parents, that must be waiting for her at home. They must be extremely worried, said Sylvie, and thought about her golden plastic ball. But before she could imagine its shape, and its color, she heard a familiar voice. They must be extremely worried. She looked into the darkness, and smiled and laughed with joy. She saw a funny green dot, that transformed to a funny green spot, that transformed to the funny green frog Sylvie met before. Hello, funny green frog, I'm so happy to see you. Did you bring me the ball? Shouted Sylvie to the funny green frog that was jumping up and down in the big and black hole. But the frog just looked at Sylvie for a second or two, and then said, Hello, funny green frog, I'm so happy to see you. Did you bring me the ball? Sylvie didn't understand why the frog is repeating her words, and asked, Why are you repeating my words, funny green frog? But the funny green frog kept on jumping and repeated after Sylvie. Why are you repeating my words, funny green frog? Sylvie was silent. She looked around her, and for her surprise, she saw again the bright blue lake, and the great green grass, and the tall brown trees, and the yellow dry sand, and the yellow hot sun, and the cold great mountains behind the noisy waterfall. Sylvie wanted to jump and clap her hands with joy, but something looked weird. She didn't know exactly what it was. What is going on here? Asked Sylvie without expecting any answer. What is going on here? Repeated the frog, and its eyes were bright and empty, like two white weary holes. Then she noticed what was wrong, and she opened her mouth because she was very surprised, but had nothing to say. The bright blue lake didn't move at all, and the green great grass stood still, and the tall tree didn't have leaves and branches, and the yellow dry sand was solid like a floor, and the yellow hot sun didn't warm her face, and the cold great mountains were flat like a wall, and the noisy waterfall didn't drip and didn't fall. What will Sylvie do? How will she solve this problem? 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 3, heard Sylvie a tiny little voice, and turned her head and saw a little black bumblebee flying towards her. Hello, bumblebee, please help me, shouted Sylvie. And the bumblebee landed on Sylvie's shoulder and said, Sylvie, Sylvie, this is only your imagination. Nothing is real here. This is only your imagination. What? Said Sylvie, and looked at the bumblebee surprised. and the funny green frog was jumping up and down and repeated after Sylvie, "What? What? What?" "Yes, Sylvie, nothing is real here. You fell for such a long time in the big black hole, and now you just imagine all that you remember. But something is missing, Sylvie. Guess what it is?" Sylvie thought and wondered, what is missing? What is so important? Then she understood and answered quickly, "The ball. The ball is missing." And the funny green frog repeated after Sylvie, "The ball. The ball is missing." But the bumblebee just shook her little black head and answered, "No, Sylvie, the ball is not important at all. It's missing something else. It's missing life, Sylvie. All of what you see, or what you have created, is missing life." "Oh God," said Sylvie, and looked at the lake, and at the frog and the waterfall. The bumblebee was right. Everything was there, and yet, everything was dead. "Oh God," said Sylvie, "how can I give life to it all? I'm just a little pink girl in this big, big world." The funny green frog looked at Sylvie and didn't say a word. "You need to give your heart, Sylvie. I know it's hard to hear. But if you'll give your heart, it will save this world, my dear." "My heart?" said Sylvie, and couldn't believe what she had heard. "Yes, your heart," said the bumblebee, and flew around Sylvie in small little circles. "Oh God," said Sylvie, and looked around her with an awe. She was very confused and didn't know what to do. "How can I give my heart, little black bumblebee?" And the bumblebee answered, "It's not a problem, Sylvie, if you just agree. Say yes, and then lay down under the dead tall tree." Sylvie was afraid. It never happened to her before. She kept on standing, and the bumblebee was circling around her. She looked at the waterfall and looked at the trees. She felt very tired, and the sun didn't sink between the flat high mountains, and the wind didn't move the grass, and the lake stood still. Sylvie sat down and laid under the dead tall tree. She closed her eyes and fell asleep and forgot the bumblebee. And when she opened her eyes after 6 hours, or 7 years, she couldn't believe what she saw, and her eyes filled with happy tears. Everything came back to life: the tree, the lake, the mountains, the sun was shining above her head and warmed up her blonde hair. She couldn't stand still, so she started dancing in the fields next to the green trees, and bumblebees were circling her with a great hum. And then from the bright blue lake jumped the green funny frog. It was breathing heavily, because it was in the water for a very long time. "Hello, beautiful frog, how are you today?" smiled Sylvie to the green funny frog. "Not so good," answered the frog. "I didn't find the golden plastic ball. I searched everywhere. I swear. I turned every rock. I asked every fish. But I couldn't find the golden plastic ball. I'm so sorry, Sylvie. I'm so sorry." "I don't care," said Sylvie, smiled to the frog, and kissed it on its lips. And the funny green frog was extremely happy, because it was madly in love with little pink Sylvie. And the bumblebees were dancing around the frog and the girl, and the sun was shining above their heads, and the trees were moving their branches and leaves to the rhythm of the wind. And the sun kept on shining and smiled above their heads, and Sylvie couldn't stop smiling because she understood how beautiful her life is.